Hey, what's up, guys? That's right, Nerd Soul here. Get ready for the podcast, breaking down what happened in your week of geek. Doesn't matter if it's movies, comic books, TV shows, we're going to get right into it. So I ain't going to waste your time. Let's do this. We almost there. This is the pre-finale of the coolest show out in them streets. You got one of the only rulers to hold it down the way he has, Black Panther. And to catch up real quick, where we left Atlantis, now we're looking for Black Widow. We got, you know, we're deep in the whip, or we're in the jet. So we in jet, it's me, Black Panther, I'm gonna say me for right now. It's me, all right, Captain America, and you got Iron Man. And we know, me and Captain America, we down. We been Secret Avengers, we been doing our thing. We cool, we ride. But Tony, we don't know him like that right now. Cause Tony been acting strange since about episode 8 or so. So let's just be real about this. But I do like the fact in this that Tony was like, you know, we're a team. And he's like, no. And Black Panther was like, blah, blah, blah. We ain't no team. Before you even get started, I haven't forgotten how you treated me. So why don't you take your team business and put it where the sun don't shine, because I am a ruler of Wakanda. I ain't on nobody's team. I take care of my home and I do what I got to do. And right now I'm gonna make sure y'all get Black Widow back, okay? And then after that, you go where you got to go and I'm gonna go where I got to go. And I like that. I like the fact that he's not backing down, or he's not letting them forget. Y'all treated me like trash when y'all didn't have to. Like, y'all just immediately was like, oh, he's an enemy of the state, put him in jail because Black Widow said so. And it wasn't even a real Black Widow. Y'all didn't even give him an opportunity to even explain anything. So with that said, we have a bunch of fallout in the relationship flowing into this episode, which it's understandable. You know, these two people have not been fast friends for a while. And seeing Cap in the middle of it, you know, kind of trying to get them to resolve their issues while on mission is admirable, but I don't think it's going to happen, because deservedly so. I mean, come on, man. Like, Tony and especially Hawkeye, I mean, come on. He's kind of been on his back. But with that said, we finally get to this island where, you know, Killmonger told us that your girl Black Widow was going to be, and we find her. And the good part is that we find her, she's alive and she seems like she's in good health. The bad part is this was all part of Killmonger's plan. Now, we're going to get to Killmonger's plan after the break, because there's a lot to talk about after the break. But I like that Black Widow was also on some, look, we ain't got time to fight, we got to move. We got to stop this signal so we can fly up out of here. And to see how they pair off, team up, and fight against these, you know, grass creatures or plant creatures, it's actually kind of cool. And it forces Iron Man and, of course, T'Challa to work together. They're not pleased with each other, but they do make a good team when they're able to kind of just, like, force everything out the way and deal with the mission, which I thought was very cool. And, of course, you know, they fly out, everybody's safe. Now, we got some cool stuff to get to after the break, because we coming to the finale, y'all. But first, Cure Brand's gonna help us pay them bills. Oh yeah, check the link below, hats, shirts, hoodies, all that jazz. And once you find something you like, of course, cop it. Now, the main issue. You know, we get Black Widow back, cool. Hawkeye's still tripping, cause he straight just, he whack, all right? It's the family show, I can't say what Rick, but he's whack, all right? So Hawkeye, he's like still crying, boy be crying. Reference last episode, just boy be crying. So we get back home. Black Panther lands, seems like everything's cool. Dora Milaje's there, it's kind of weird, but it's like, you know, whatever. Come out, Dora Milaje looking like they trying to block his path. We see Killmonger come out and the rest of the Shadow Council like, hold up. Hold up there, Shark Tooth, all right? Ain't nobody tell you to bring your butt into Wakanda. Who let you in? Also, I know, you know what I'm saying, Alana, she ain't pleased with us right now, but I can't see Alana sending you here because she knows she don't want it with the whole nation of Wakanda. But it seems that Killmonger's plan, Killmonger's plan is, you're doing too much. All right, you done planned everything since episode one. We're at episode 21 right now, all right? How much more your plan you got, all right? You gotta be running out. But he got Bask, he woke her up. Get her to challenge for the throne, put the crown on. Also, dispose, as we think of, a Shuri. But Shuri popped back up like, yo, you know what I'm saying? It took a couple seconds, but I'm back here. You know what I'm saying? It's me and you against the world, me and my brother. Now, we don't know where White Wolf is at this point, but I'm pretty sure Hunter is not going to let his brother go down like this. And when I say like this, we get this great challenge for the throne. And in similar fashion, you know, she is royal blood, even though technically she's been revived through the pocket universe and she should be dead, but she's a royal blood. And when you see the fight, Black Panther got a little bit of heat though. He got a little heat for it. And until she activates the crown in anger, I guess, because he brings up Bashinga, you know, he's actually doing well. And Killmonger's plan was not going to work, but she activates the crown, she gets the extra power, and she asks for an execution. Now, all that's out of the way. We have been watching this for 21 episodes. We have been having a ball watching this. We have been loving everything from the history to the fights with the Avengers to the fights with Winter Soldier, all that. We've been having a ball, right? What do you think we're gonna get in this finale, the 2-episode finale that we get next week? That's all I wanna know. In them comments below, holla at me, I'ma holla at you. Let's talk about the finale. Here's my idea, all right? Because most people be like, oh, we're gonna do a big, crazy finale. It's gonna be big and overblown. No. I don't think we're gonna get that. This season has been a family affair from beginning to end. I think what we're gonna be seeing is, of course, Shuri, T'Challa, and Hunter versus Bask, Killmonger, and the rest of the Shadow Council. But we're gonna get an entrance of Captain America, who is kind of like extended family friend, and Bashinga. That's what I think. That's in my head. That's in my head. So, you know, let's talk down below. We'll see what's really, really good. Look, there is tons of drama swirling around the Pierce family, and that show is called Black Lightning. And we got to catch up before tonight. So let's talk about Jen and her power. We're seeing that she is on some kind of like maybe atomic level, maybe even as powerful as Captain Atom, but I mean, Captain Atom technically doesn't exist in this universe, so we don't really have anything to base it on, but it does seem like she can go or could potentially go supernova. So I like that. I like seeing them talk about her power in theoretical terms and see how far she can go, and even seeing that she could be a danger to herself in the way that Maxine Shaw said that she could literally explode. So, slide that to the side. We're gonna stay with Jen, but we're gonna add on one more, which is Anissa. I like, once again, the sister, you know, the sister relationship, the bond that they show. Now, they did something in this show that they do in a lot of shows where, like, mom or dad says something, and they're like, I hate that mom or dad said this. And then brother or sister says the same thing, and then they're like, yeah, I get it. But the only reason she said, you know, like, I get it, I understand, and gave Anissa a hug, because she was like, yo, I'ma dress up like you dress up, and I'ma go beat up some thugs by myself. The only thing is, once again, just like Anissa learned, Jen is now learning, look, you have not trained, you got these powers, but you ain't got technique. Do we need to talk about the Hulk in Infinity War once more? The Hulk is a powerful being. Could he hurt Thanos? Probably so. I'm pretty sure he could, but he didn't have that technique, that 1-2 combo, that block, that parry, that chop to the neck. He didn't have that. And since he didn't have that, he got defeated. And so, Jen, you need to understand, you ain't got the technique. Get your train on, get your skills up, move forward amicably. Oh boy. And then maybe you can succeed. But until then, just leave it alone. Now, before the break, I'm gonna holla at, you know, Blue Ranger real quick. All my Blue Ranger fans, bring it in. We're gonna put a little moment of silence. Because your boy is dead. Yeah, I didn't think he was gonna last that long, but I did think he was gonna die in a different way. I thought it was interesting. She was like, oh, I bought him a new car. And Tobias was like, yeah, that's my favorite way to kill people. So I thought that was cool. It was sad for him, but it was cool for the show. You know what I'm saying? Also, how you gonna solve a crime where somebody just riding around cars and blow up? All right, Tobias don't, I mean, you could have just poisoned him quietly and just like, you know, shuffled him off into the river or something. You gonna blow him up? Really though? Really? Come on, Tobias, you're just wrong. But anyway, guys, we got tons of stuff after the break to get to in just a second. But first, Cure Brand's gonna help us pay them bills. Oh yeah, check that link below. Hat, shirts, hoodies, all that jazz. And once you find something you like, of course, cop it. Now let's get into your girl Cutter, your boy Tobias. Tobias still talking to his sister like a crazy man, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Cause Cutter back in the house. That's right, you rekindling that old flame. She walking down, got a little lace, got a little bit of the little lace showing. Walking down, tying her robe up. You're like, yeah, girl, come on down. Let me show you this R&B smoothness. And you know what? All jokes aside, it's nice to see that there is a softer side of Tobias. Now, I don't know how soft that side is. He'd probably still kill Cutter if he had to. But at least a little bit, you know, he's putting the moves on. He was rubbing her leg and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Showing his more romantic side. You can see that they have some history there. I like that they played on that. You know, he was like, why did you come back? You could have came back. And she was like, why did you call someone else? Anybody could have did this. It's because you got that bond. That now, it's a bond of crazy and a bond of murder and probably psychosis, but don't worry about all that. Look, it's a bond nevertheless, and you know, even crazy people need crazy people, so what else you got? And with that said, I want to talk about Shakedown and Jace. Shakedown on the side of seeing him being revived and seeing his attitude, seeing that he's like, look, you just, Tobias, don't try to act like you special. And I like how characters check Tobias every now and then on some like, dude, don't front like you doing anything different. You ain't no different than ASA. You're using me. You're forcing me to do things. And if I don't, you'll kill me. It's the same thing. Stop trying to act like you special. Ain't nothing special about you. You're just another bad guy. But with Jace, I want to talk about the history that we get inside of the small moment with the doctor and Shakedown. He sees her and immediately wants to kill her. He's like, you did this to me, blah, blah, blah. So you get that history without a whole bunch of writing, which I love. I like seeing the reactions play out and we see their dynamic, their relationship. In that split second, you see the hurt in his eyes when Cutter's like, no, we gotta keep her alive. We gotta keep her alive. And you can see the hurt and pain and anger and all that in his eyes later on when they're still together. So you know that Shakedown ain't feeling this. And I'm pretty sure when they wake up the rest of the Metas, they ain't gonna be feeling her too much either. And this could be a situation that collapses on Tobias for trying to extend too far, especially adding in Jace. Maybe if he didn't add in Jace, you know, Shakedown might have been cool, but having Jace so close, being able to kill her possibly and sacrifice himself and die for it, or any of the other Metas, it might be worth it to them. So this could end up being a very bad thing for your boy. So lastly, I want to talk about Mr. Pierce and Mr. Lowry. You know what? At first I was like, yo, finally, we gonna get this fool up out of here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna have to worry about him. We gonna have Mr. Pierce back. Everything's gonna be great. And then we gotta get this forgiveness type mess. You know how I feel. Look, 2019, we ain't forgiving no more. Look, check Lounging with Me and Marquita if you want to know about that. But at the same time, Jefferson has a point. Jefferson, things is getting crazy for like Black Lightning type stuff, and he can't tell nobody, so he got to stay on the low-low. See, a teacher can just be like, yo, I need to take a personal day. A principal can't take no personal day, all right? Principal's got things to do, all right? Principal's got to do things and be there to be the captain of the ship, all right? And they can't just disappear. Now, at the same time, we'll see how this Lowry thing plays out. Maybe he changes, maybe he doesn't, but I don't see him changing. I don't see the writing serving this to change him just to be like, see, he can be okay too. No, I think what's gonna happen is Master Lowry, the name of the episode, remember when he first showed up? I think Master Lowry is going to get even worse. I think he's gonna feel emboldened by not being fired, and I think it's gonna get worse. I think it's gonna get a lot worse at school. And, you know, Jefferson Pierce is gonna have to step in because the parents at this school are highly involved and they're not gonna stand for this but so much longer. So holler at me, I'ma holler at you. Down in them comments, how many more episodes do you think Mr. Lowry got? Let me know, I'm for real. Do you think two? I think he's got three more episodes and he's out of here. We out in space, we getting our exploration on, doing our thing, trying to do better for the Federation, do great things for society, help discover new lands. And that show is called Star Trek Discovery. And I know you got things to do, I got things to do, he got things to do, so I'm gonna try to keep this quick. There's one main thing I wanna talk about, which is the discovery part of this show that I think shines so much in this episode, but before we get to that, we're going to highlight that after the jump. I want to talk about the fungus and Tilly. Here we see, you know, Stamets, Tilly, they're talking about the fungus. The fungus is kind of like trying to reattach. It's talking through her. They're trying to figure out what's wrong, what it's so angry about, what happened, how it happened, what it's trying to say. And we get this weird conversation of like, you changed this, you did this, we're not done. And it's very, you know, very cryptic in how they're doing it. But my question to you is, do you think that the particular fungus is that dangerous? Do you think the fungus is trying to hurt Tilly? Or do you think that the fungus is trying to, I guess, help Tilly or become one with Tilly without particularly physically harming her? Because, I mean, of course, since it was inside of her, it could have hurt her a long time ago, and it doesn't seem like it's the goal. So what do you think the goal is when it comes to Tilly and this fungus? Of course, she's been in like the cocoon style and all that stuff. Who knows what's going down? But then on Stamets' side, I did like the quick back and forth between him and the engineer because she's just funny. Her going back and forth with him, especially since both of them are so, they're so firm in their standpoints and opinions. I really did enjoy that. I like how he addressed her, how she addressed him, but even when things got hot, they both buckled down. It was like, look, we're gonna do what's best for the team. And that's what I like. It's like, look, we can disagree, but when the hot water comes, we gotta do what we got to do. So with that said, right before the jump, I do wanna talk about Saru. We get into Saru, especially with his health seeming to fail, seems like he's gonna pass. We get this story about the Kalpians and, you know, their lifespan and how they die and all this crazy stuff. And I like how deep they went into his feelings, his emotions about this, how he looks at Michael, how he looks at the relationship ever since, how he looks at himself as a Kalpian being in the Federation. This is one of those episodes where we didn't get a lot of action, but we really dug deep into how the characters feel about each other and how they feel about themselves. And that's something that I really, really liked. Even towards the end of the episode where he was like, I want you to be the one that, you know, the one that kind of like takes my life because I trust you, I care for you, gave her the knife that his sister had, that, you know, that meant a lot to him. And I thought that was like crazy dope, like the way they set that up. On top of that, when he went through, I guess, his metamorphosis, my question to you is, before the jump, how do you think Saru is gonna move forward? Because, you know, now he's like, he feels free, he feels brand new. How do you think Saru's going to navigate, you know, without feeling the fear and stuff like that all the time? I think we're going to get straight up boss character. Now we got the main issue I wanted to talk to just after the jump. But first, of course, Kuro Brand going to help us pay them bills. Yeah, check the link below. Hat, shirts, hoodies, all that jazz. Once you find something you like, of course, cop it. Now, let's get into the main message, or I guess the main mission of this episode. They were going to try to catch Spock. They were in warp, got pulled out of warp from the planet. And they find out that this planet is sentient. It's been alive for years, you know, like over 100,000 years or whatever. And it's speaking to them. And it seems like it's a virus. They find out that it's talking. It's trying to give them a message. It's trying to pass on all its knowledge. And during this, my question to you about this is, how do you think, or what do you think? I think this is a better question. What do you think we'll learn, and what do you think we'll gain from this planet's knowledge? Because I don't think that we went through all this on this episode just to let that knowledge go. I think we're going to learn a ton of stuff, and even things that might inform on our missions, or, you know, maybe enemies or whatever further down the line. And I'm very interested to see what you guys think we're going to learn, because there is so much that a planet can, you know, experience, can, you know, can just see and just experience and go through, and even maybe it was able to affect other things, how it pulled that planet, I mean, how it pulled the ship out of warp. Maybe it was able to do other things. So there's so much that we could learn. And I think it's very cool on Star Trek's part to stop and show an episode. Like, and like I say, you know, sci-fi should be weird. And there's something weird about like a sentient planet that's speaking to you in a language that you can't yet understand. And it's actually messing with your technology and stuff like that. So it's like old school enough, yet new school enough to affect you. I just thought that was beautiful. And see, as you can see, my co-host thinks it's beautiful too. So guys, before we go, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in the comments, let's talk Star Trek Discovery. What I wanna know is, what do you think we'll see further in these episodes based on the information that we got from the planet that we dealt with in episode 4? Of course, we're gonna be coming with episode 5 super duper fast, but until then, Stamets is doing his thing. Tilly is lost in the sauce. And are we ever gonna find Spock in Star Trek Discovery? Okay, so I'm gonna start off with Section 31. Section 31 is extremely cool. I've never heard of it before, I'll be honest. This is the first series of Star Trek that I've been watching all the way through since probably Next Generation. I've watched some of like Deep Space Nine, stuff like that, but this is the first time that I'm watching stuff all the way through. Ain't that right? Uh-huh, see, that's what I'm talking about. He knows. So Section 31 is like this black ops secret covert version of the Federation, and they got the little black shields. And yo man, I want to join so bad. It's so cool. And with that said, we get to see Philippa Georgiou again. Philippa Georgiou? All right, cool. So Philippa Georgiou come in. We think she's Spock. Of course she's not. But the back and forth between her and Captain Pike, the back and forth with the body language between her and Michael Burnham is straight gold. They don't like each other. Like, Pike does not trust Philippa Georgiou at all. And I don't know if you should trust her. And then Michael is like, look, if I could, I'd kill you. Even though she saved her, so it's kind of this weird love-hate thing, but we can't really super trust Georgiou like that. It's because we never know where her loyalties lie. She kind of goes where the wind blows her to make sure that she's winning. And that's the weird thing. But with this said, of course, we find out Section 31's looking out for Spock, trying to find him, because of course, he has killed some people, or they say he has killed some people. So we're trying to find Spock. We don't know what Philippa Georgiou are gonna do when she find him. Maybe, maybe not. She says that, you know, she doesn't want some triggery happy people to roll up on him. See, that's right. Gotta connect on that. You don't want nobody to hurt Spock. Also, we get a liaison in Ash, and we don't really know how he's feeling either. We don't have no true idea. We don't know. Do you know what Ash gonna do? I mean, it seems like we can trust him. But he got a beard now, so I mean, I don't know about all that. So with all that said, you know, I like this side story. Well, maybe not a side story, because we know Georgiou is supposed to be getting her own spinoff. But I do like this part right here where the Section 31 is going to have to be involved, incorporated, you know, kind of like integrated into whatever Discovery's doing, at least for the point of time of the Spock Red Angel thing. I think it's going to provide a very dope dynamic, as we're already seeing. And we'll see where loyalties lie and where alliances are drawn and all that good stuff. Because you saw the Admiral come through. She was like, look, Leland, I don't care. You know, Pike, I don't care. I'm the Admiral. I'm saying y'all working together. The end. So it's kind of like that. Now, guys, we got the main mission to get to in just a second. But of course, first, Kuro Brand is going to help us pay them bills. Oh yeah, check that link below. Hat, shirts, hoodies, all that jazz. Once you find something you like, of course, cop it. Now, the main mission, you know, Tilly, she's lost in the sauce. We don't know where she at. And we even get this nice little narrative of, or narration of, you know, the unique agony of not knowing where she is. You know, she's a friend and we don't know where she's gonna be at. And she's become even more instrumental in what the Discovery is doing. So, you know, we find out the cocoon, maybe it transported her somewhere, but we can find her because we can find the other cocoon. Great, cool. We're going to do a half jump, which this is where this episode gets so sci-fi in a great way. Because Pike is like, so we're going to use it as a doorstop between, you know what I'm saying, between both sides. And they're like, yeah, see, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna use it both sides. So in this case, what we about to do is go in the network and then keep half of the ship in the real world. Well, I mean, I guess the network is in the real world, but I'm just saying. So when we get there, I like that May is on some, look, we're under attack. I need your help to stop it. It's a monster. And of course we find out this is Hugh. And seeing the perception of him being the monster and them being the monster for him and him running and hiding and them continuing to try to attack him and, you know, get him, of course, out of their network. It's a cool way to look at this. You know, he is a man that is trapped, that is being, you know, chased. And they see him as he is an infection in our network. And technically both sides are right. He didn't choose to be in the network. It was kind of an accident for him to be stuck there. So between the maneuver to get halfway in, half out, the part of going through the network and seeing all of that cool stuff. Also, on top of that, being able to see Tilly, May work together and see their friendship and their bond because they've been one with each other is something that I think is a great part of sci-fi, and it really works. You know, this is something that is so cool on so many levels. You know, just the bond between a human and an alien form and the friendship that they share and her wanting her to come back. And her, I really dug this. I dug it. And I also dug the fact that Pike was down to do this, which I think is super awesome. I'm not going to front. I love the sci-fi aspect of this episode. Even seeing, of course, Philippa Giorgio come through and help, you know, the tractor beam stay on just a little bit longer to save everyone's life. We never really know where she stands, but I like her as a character in that way. I also like the all black that Section 31 wears. Super choice outfits. So guys, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in them comments, let's talk about Star Trek Discovery. I'm loving it. I'm digging it. I hope you are too. Before we bounce, that's right. Me and Nerd Soul Light are telling you to hit up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right. Check us out right there. All the videos from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt player. Don't forget to get one for them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right. There's no better way that we can see what you like, what you are watching. So, LA, what up? VA, what up? RVA, you got our heart. And please be good to yourselves. Please be good to yourself. Who? What? See, mess me up. But remember that whenever you go to mycelial network, make sure that you don't hurt any of the mycelia. It's very important, okay? Until then, stay real. Peace.